This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne has no shortage of food tours, but this one is a little different. It's part history lesson, part walking tour, part feast, and entirely queer. A Taste of Pride is a queer food tour coming up as part of Midsummer 2026, inviting people to explore Melbourne's queer history through food, stories, and the streets where it all happened. Joining me now is the creator behind it, Andy De Groot from Queer Food. Andy, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me.
For people hearing about this for the first time, what is a Taste of Pride, and how did the idea come about?
Yeah, so A Taste of Pride, as you've just mentioned, is a walking tour where at each stop you'll learn about a current or past queer or trans icon, and that'll be matched with a food item. And the idea came about because we run a queer and trans social enterprise where we sell food retail products and we give money back to increasing gender-friendly care. And through those food retail products, we already tell a range of stories, currently from each state and territory around Australia, but we are transitioning into doing themes and having collector cards associated to that that will share different stories related to famous sports people, people from science, and things like that.
Wow. And why was food the powerful way to tell queer storytelling rather than just like a traditional walking tour?
I think just culturally it's engaging. Everybody has their own way of sharing food, and I think there is this long history of queer and trans people gathering around food. But for me personally, the idea came because I worked my way up to being sous chef at Mabi Mabu, and we were doing a similar thing for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And so I thought it would, after that time, I should shift in and do something similar for my own community. So it really came from the social enterprise. And in addition to that as well, we partner with people to launch products. And one of our current products is a colour-changing tea we launched at Utopia in Sydney. And so the original Taste of Pride tour is going to be held in Sydney, and we're doing that in collaboration with Utopia, but we decided to bring it to Melbourne as well.
That must be a lot of work, like putting it together, like thinking about from the Sydney perspective and then Melbourne. What are the differences that you've found between the two cities as far as its queer history and queer culture?
I guess they're different and similar because we look at it from national and state level. But because the tour in Sydney will run along Oxford Street in and of itself is a street that is just a really queer and trans, like, you know, friendly street. It has a really long history of venues and things there. Whereas in Melbourne, it was more about, because it's running along Swanston Street, it was more around finding queer food ideas. Like, one of the things we'll share is the story of Velvet Coffee Lounge, which was a really well-known women's and lesbian space back in the 1950s, and kind of starting it there and walking along Swanston Street, but like bringing in Melbourne stories into the space so that it's a bit more broader rather than it being specifically geographically related to the place like it did in Oxford Street.
Yeah, but Melbourne is a little bit different like that because, only from my own, I've grown up in Melbourne, but thinking about like that, if I'm thinking about one place or one particular street that I think about when it comes to queer history, I can't really think of just one. There's sort of different locations all around. Whereas, as you're right, like as soon as you go to Sydney, you think Oxford Street. So, I think there is that little bit of a difference. Is there a particular story or location in your research for this walking tour in Melbourne that has really stayed with you or surprised you?
I think the most significant one that I researched was, who's super well known, but is Sally Goldner, who was the founder of Transgender Victoria, alongside Brenda Appleton. I guess being a trans man myself, I'm very interested in trans history, and it's just incredible that that work was even being done in the early 2000s, really, and that there was already this advocacy body for trans people.
Yeah.
I think obviously trans people have been around forever, but I wasn't as clear about how that that advocacy existed in Australia.
So the advocacy has actually been around a lot longer than perhaps we've actually realised or given credit to it from your research.
Yeah, 100%, I think. And probably even before then, really. But that was when the first kind of Transgender Victoria formed, and it was one of the early activist groups for trans people specifically.
I am a little bit of a history buff, and I do love it. And I also love like learning about Melbourne and the history and the history behind it. And this just gives another perspective that I guess moves away from that traditional history that we were probably taught in schools, as far as this is why this building was built this way, or why we have the HODL grid. And like, this is more of that connection to our community, that real life example that I wouldn't call it hidden history, but probably not as well-known history, which I'm sure makes it really special to members of our community, and it sounds like particularly our trans community. What do you think someone who is an ally of our community, what do you think they would get from this walking tour?
Oh, I think they just get to, I think it's almost better for allies, because queer and trans people quite often know our own stories, but of course you get the delicious food and you get to learn more about your own culture. But I think being an ally and learning more about the community and where it came from and what and where we are today, it just like allows you to have a deeper understanding, connect to LGBTQI people across your community.
Absolutely. And I guess another question too, I mean, it probably does make sense, but it's sort of like, why did Midsummer feel like the right home for this tour? Is there any, like, it is a celebration of our community in Melbourne in the last month, but was it because Midsummer's on, or was there any other reason as to why you thought this is the period of time that would be best for it?
So we were looking for events essentially to run pilot tours, because we want to branch this out, and we're already working with other organisations to more specific ones, like around science icons in the queer community on a bigger level. So I guess to really pilot the program, we wanted to make sure it was, I guess, within community events and spaces, so that it can be, I guess, from and for the community before it expands. And so Midsummer and Mardi Gras just seems like great events to bring it to life and get the support from the festivals as well to do it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to learn more about it. So, Andy, I've just noticed, like, I believe you can access some information about this walking tour on the Midsummer website. Is that right?
You can. If you just search queer food and Midsummer, it'll come up. It should be, like, the first thing that pops up.
Oh, Andy, this sounds like such a thoughtful and genuinely joyful way to experience queer history here in Melbourne. And thank you for the work that you've done and are currently doing. And thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive today.
No worries, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
No worries. That was Andy DeGroot. Sorry, I pronounced your name wrong there, Andy. That was Andy DeGroot there from A Taste of Pride. And you can access more information, as he said, about it on the Midsummer website. And you can just Google Midsummer, A Taste of Pride.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.